Mom, it's a chidah. Let's do a chidah. A chelik a chidah. It's a zula. So like this. The answer by the golem, from the murder gezav. All the golem are the bechor from everybody. All of the golem are the bechor from everybody's. From each wife of Yaakov. Yaakov had four wives, and there were four bechor. Reuven, Yosef was the bechor from Rachel, God, and Don. God was from Bilhah, and God was from Zilpah. It was the other way around. Whatever. Those are the four. So the Maaseh, we find the murder gezav. We find that God was zoicha. Says the Chidah, God was zoicha to a tremendous zav. God was zoicha that in his area, his territory was buried Moshe Rabbeinu. What's up here? Shaila is what's up? Why God in God's property? Haran Avoy is with God's property, God's land, territory. What was God's zoicha? This Chidah is chiddush. So after Chidah, Moshe the gezav. The etem, like we said before, there was four bechor. And the etzem, when they was making the degel, doing the degel, so the way where that worked, there was a rishon for each degel. There was three shvatim, with one of the bechor of each one. But there was a problem, because Yehuda was the one who was going to be the nas. Yehuda was going to be lead Klal Yisrael in the future. There was going to be the malachim. So the mice, they wanted to give to Yehuda also. So one of the four bechors had to give up their makor. So the Chidah, married the Gechidish. The Chidah said that God gave up his position as the leader of the Dagel, Mirchar. He gave it up to the Yehuda, and because of that vitor, he was zeicha to this thing of being Moshe Rabbeinu. To have Moshe Rabbeinu as chos. Married the Gezar. I mean, you look at the thing; it's interesting. Reuven, but he said this was his chos to be zeicha. Oh. Yes, he says also. It says in five places brought down God's. What's his name? El Yosef ben Deuel. It says in four places. In one place it says El Yosef ben Reuel. Why was it changed? He said that fifth time of the Chidah, because Reuel refers to Rea from Kel. He was defending, but he was called the Rea from Kel because he was mevater to give up his makom for the sake of that. That there shouldn't be machloikah. So on this EP, Jesus tells a maisa, but I want to go into it. He tells a maisa that, the unbelievable maisa, it's unbelievable maisa. The Helika Stechemed, you heard this Stechemed, the Helika Stechemed, one of the greatest prolific authors there was maybe ever. He wrote 10 volumes, encyclopedia of all halacha, of everything in halacha, the Helika Stechemed. It was Medini, his name was. That was first name, Medini. Anyway, this was Medini. To write such massive and such ideas I turned to a child. It was before the time of the computer. Today it's not the. They say today, Shabbos is Talmud Chacham, someone wants to tell why. Because during the week it's not a raya. If you have a computer. But Shabbos, that's why Shabbos is Talmud Chacham. On Shabbos you can rattle a little off. But anyway, the Maisa, Service Shaldava, he, Mamish, Loyu Umaki, Supis, Stechem is quoted by all. Like Adam Gadol. So they say, so the Stechemet is an unbelievable story with the Stechemet. How he was zeichet to the Torah, unbelievable Maaseh. So Stechemet, the Maaseh goes like this. The Stechemet was a chashev, a bacha, he got married, and he joined the koilo in his town, and in the town or whatever, nearby. He joined the koilo, who was being supported by a rich gevir, a very rich, wealthy guy, and he had a house upstairs, and underneath, in the basement, he had this koilo for chashev b'nei Torah. The kids this Nechemel was, he said, even because he was not a big genius, he was a tremendous masmin. And Lamai said, he stood out in the coil being this tremendous masmin, tremendous hervanya he had. And Lamai said, people looked up to him, but there was one guy in the coil, like it always was very jealous of Nechemel. He couldn't stand it, the fact that Nechemel is doing so well. So he came up with a plot. He wanted to be the best guy in the coil. I don't know if that's the exact story, he wanted the best guy, but he had something against him. He was jealous that he had this thing against the Stechemet. So he came with a plot. He has to get him out of the koilo. Maybe he wants to take over and be the best guy in the koilo. He came with a plot. He said he went over to the maid of the homeowner of the thing, and he paid her a lot of money to go in and make a story that the Stechemet did something with her or against her or whatever, tried to do something. Kitzur, she paid off the money. Because one day this girl comes screaming. I had later night, Stechem used to stay learning later night. She comes screaming. I was just in the down, cleaning down the coil, and this man came over to me, tried to force something upon me, and I ran out and screaming, like Eish Potifa. And the Maisa, she was screaming and yelling, oh. The kids are, it's tumult in the city. What happened? Who was this guy? They found out. It's obviously it's Techem. They can't believe it. The homeowner, the Rosh Kollel, was so proud of that. He has Techem. Couldn't believe the story. But everybody's tumult. And mamish staunch people came out and they said, we have to get rid of this guy from the Kollel. It's a busha having the Kollel. The Kollel is such a Kollel in the mind. The maid comes out. He tried to do something with the maid. But the homeowner, however, he knew this Techem very well. Such a tzaddik. He said he couldn't believe the story. So instead of going, he fired the maid. He got rid of the maid. And the Maisa, things didn't die down so much, but he kept his Techem. He felt it was very good. The kitzur, this maid ran out of money. One late night, she comes into the koilo again, late at night, and she asked the Techem to do her a favor. So he said, listen, I know, I'll tell you the whole story. Obviously, it's made up. You know it, I know it. And I'm willing to go to the homeowner and go and tell him. I'm going to go out and to announce to everybody that the whole thing was a fabrication. I made it up, and I'm willing to tell the whole story and clean your name. Techem at that moment said, Avad, right away, the first thing that came to his mind was, right away, to do it, Chil Hashem that went out against me, I'll clear my name. Then he thought that it might be a bigger Chil Hashem. It might be a bigger Chil Hashem. Because they would say, there's such a Jew that could do such a thing, to go and hire somebody, to make a story against such a fellow, because he's jealous, be a bigger fellow Shashem. I told him not to do it. And not only that, she asked if he could get her job back by the homeowner. So he impressed upon the owner that she'd take her back. And then whatever, the whole story. And the Lamaisa said, Rishal Dov, she got him back. He said that from the minute he was able to accomplish that feat, his mind opened up. And Kol HaTorah Kula, his mind was over the Kol HaTorah. We feel, you know, sometimes we ask and shvuas, and we have to realize. So I think a friend, the book, whatever, is trying to bring out this word, that was the Vitor. I want to tell him maybe a different word. I want to tell him the reason why we still have the Kol HaTorah is the Noisi Be'ol Chaveira. The fact that he got the job back. The fact is, right? I say it was, I don't know if she was six, maybe she wasn't shit. The fact that he was able to go and mivat on his thing to get somebody's job back, that's not so partial. That's the ball, maybe. But the yisoy that varm is, I want to tie it, the yisoy that varm is that we have to realize sometimes we do things in Be'alam Chaveira, sometimes we do things in areas or other areas that could bring Torah. And people think, you know, when I have to Torah, it's Murray the Gazal. He said he felt at that moment his mind opened up to call her Torah Kula. Taki was a Murray the Gemurdig, a Baki, Shayin Kamoya. So you see, sometimes, but you never know what's going to bring the Koyach HaTorah. So I was just at that topic of Shmuel Birnbaum, he was married, and his mother HaTorah and Yediyah HaTorah. But one thing he was very big was this thing of Noisi Ba'el. If the Kinyani HaTorah, we find, as we spoke about the Kinyani HaTorah, one of the things to be Zechut the Torah, to be Zechut the Madreigas HaTorah, you look through the Kinyani HaTorah, there's so many things that have been on the Chavan. Al Pi Svar doesn't make sense. Tell me Has Limud, you tell me different Zahav, what's the Pshat that the Pshat is a Vadar Boisai? All these Zachar Rabbi are Midos. They help reform the Midos to clear Rabbi Yisrael. And like we said, the whole Yisrael of Torah is a Matana. If it's a Matana, if you create a good enough vessel, you create a vessel by working on the Midos, Toivas, and Yisrael Chaveira, it's a Mela Kodesh Baruch who gives a Matana. So the Maisa, it's a Mela Gizach, Rabbi Yisrael. A person working on the Achonah for Torah, Rabbi Yisrael, the Achonah Torah, you have to arbit of the Midas. Not enough to, Avada says, no, you have to daven for it. And Avada, we have to work on Hasmonin and Torah to show that the Emes, it's Emes, they want it. But Avada, the Midas Torah, the Chesed, Rabbi Yisrael. I was saying over a story from Shmuel Berman, just now, unbelievable Maisa. I was saying over that how much it was Noisi Ba'ol Mechaveira, a guy came to him. And he said that a guy came to me, started telling over tzoras. It's murder, the tzoras. We're wrong. And mamash, not just one thing, this thing and that thing. Mamash, a bunch of tzoras. And mamash, and the guy was starting to tell the story, and his eyes would start to come. The guy telling the story to Shmuel, his eyes start to water. He started to tear. And Shmuel saw that he was taka hard, very. He started also to cry. And Shmuel couldn't believe how this guy had so many tzoras. So Shmuel gave him a bracha, and he left, and he went out, and he left. A few weeks later, he's seeing that one tzara after the next, is going away. One sorry after the next is mamish, this sorry, that sorry. And he couldn't believe it. He said, this can't be bichdi. Something's going on over there. So he went back to Reb Shmuel and he started to tell him, Shmuel was sort of a simcha. He said, obviously Reb Shiva did something. I don't know. He says, listen, I don't know what happened, but I'll tell you what. After you came to me and I felt so, I said, oh, what could I do? I gave you a brother now, but it was bothering me still. So I went to learn, started to learn. But I couldn't get my mind learning. I felt so much sympathy, empathy for this guy. I couldn't do it. So I started, I read the Gemara again, Amar Abaye, and then I couldn't continue. It was bothering me so much. So Shmuel said, like this, this is what I said. He said, Hey, look, Abaye, in 50 years, we've known each other. I never asked you for anything. I'm asking you, Helika Abaya, I can't learn. It's bothering me so much. This is matzah. Helika Abaya, do something for this kid. Obviously, did with the Baruch, so we don't know. Help it. Kitza, that was the schluss. So in the book, they just wrote, Murray the Gazak. You can imagine, he says Helika Abaya for 50 years. Who does he ask for? The finally comes to mind, Vienna. He could have, who knows how much service he has. Vienna. Everybody. Das ist Neusbau auf Aveira, that's a reserve for Majerus HaTorah, Rabbi Sa. You have to understand that for Neusbau, and the first to see us oil, Rabbi Sa, is we're coming home tonight. Right? You see the, you know, like they came to the stipler. It's very, very difficult. I come Arab Shabbos, and it's my wife, the house no organized, and things are moving pots, the floor's dirty, this, that. What do I do? What do I tell my wife? What should I do for my wife? He said, what do I do to my wife? She doesn't have, can't organize. I come home, I'm learning. What should you do? Says the stipend. I'll give you an eitzah how to get your wife. I'll give you an eitzah to improve the matzah. Nema barzim. Take a broom. He thought he said, tell your wife, give a musa to be more organized. She should hear the bamidbash moves or be orderly. Says the stipend, take a broom. Noisy ba oil, Rabbi said. Noisy ba oil is terrible. There's a big oil in the house. Noisy ba oil, chaveira. They say, you think, okay, it's little to if I can. People were saying, that's the greatest grima satayra. And noise of Alva Chaveira, you be zirchata. Okay, but it's good.